Radio AI. www.radioai.net. The public resource for artificial intelligence literacy by the people who do AI. In this podcast, you'll hear from Professor Peter Sinchok. Peter has just returned from a tour through Japan and China. He works a lot with robotics and has a world perspective on the progress of AI. We're happy to have him with us today. The podcast is in two parts. This is part two.
Hi, my name is Peter Sinchok, and I am head of Department of Cybernetics and Artificial Intelligence at Technical University of Košice, Slovakia, in Central Europe. My question today is about how to distinguish between reality and media hype related to artificial intelligence. First of all, let me say that you have to be very, very careful about media, because media is business itself, and they publish everything which can bring money, and they can make selling newspapers or magazines about something which even have not a real technological background, but it's somehow invoking the imagination of humans and so on and so on. So be careful about media hype, which is not always a good thing, and technological reality for the future. I would demonstrate this in two things. First thing is emotion recognition of humans, either by visual information or some psychophysiological data. I think it's very important, and finding correlation between emotion of humans and sensing of those information in sense of assessment. So I assess how the human is feeling. It's very important information which can be used by robots, can be used by digital intelligence, can be used as information for employers who employ humans for different creative jobs, and can give some feedback about the mood which is in the company. But on the other side, thinking that robots or digital intelligence will feel or will have real feelings similar to humans, it's really media hype. So we have really be very careful about distinguishing between pretending and demonstrating emotion and real emotion feelings. Real emotion feelings can be done or can be only felt by humans and not by machines. Machines will never have feelings. So that's very interesting. Paradox where we have to be very careful. The second thing is, for example, you have maybe heard that in Saudi Arabia, the government or the king or whatever, they awarded citizenship to the robot. I think it's even awful to do this. It's offending the humans, that humans and machines will be on the same level. I mean, first and very important thing is that I think the technology will bring some legal issues of robotics and digital intelligence. But what is important is that, for example, if we are talking about robotics, that every robot should belong to someone. Every robot will be in possession of some human or company, which will be responsible for their achievements or their acting. What is important is that we are heavily working on learning systems. So what's going to happen if learning will end up with some bad things? So these are very open questions, and you have to be very careful which is media hype and which is not technologically possible. I am not very big fan, to tell you frankly, about some leaders who are promoting connectivity between biological systems and technological systems. The other day I was really amazed about how can such a wise man like Professor Kurzweil tell that human brains will be connected to the cloud in 2030. I mean, I don't believe even it would be technologically possible that humans will permit this, because you are changing completely the psychology of the humans. You will not be needed to learn. You will not be needed to go to school. You will just download everything. But on the end of the day, we're doing something like this. We're Googling, we're Binging, we're doing something like we're trying to convince ourselves that we don't need really to know. We just need really to find, which is in fact the principle of search-based AI. So that's something which I think it's not correct. It's some kind of a media hype, and we should keep learning. We should keep working on our logical thinking, our creativity, and I think we should not be misled with such crazy stuff that humans should be or will be connected to the cloud. Finally, what I would address is one thing which is also, I think, misleading idea related to AI and technology, the question of immortality. I mean, I'm just amazed how can humans say that immortality will come really soon. I mean, the playing God issue is a question which is so misleading AI community, and many important things are forgotten about the mind, about the soul, about everything, and let me see. So you have to be really mature, you have to have an ambition to go forward for artificial intelligence, but such an artificial intelligence which will support humans, which will make life easier for humans, which will help well-being of humans. And that's very important to understand, and to understand the reason why we are here on this globe and why we are try to keep peace and try to help each other. So artificial intelligence is a very important issue. And what I would like to finish is that be careful about difference between real technological ambition and media hype, because media is misleading artificial intelligence in many, many ways in current journalism all over the world. Thank you.
You've been listening to part two of Peter Sinchak for Radio AI.
Thank you. Stay tuned for more cool Radio AI podcasts.